Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPJ number 99. That's Bais Pnimi Joint share number 99. Never speak disparagingly about your spouse in public. Many of us adamantly deny these insinuations that we ever violate such a rule. We resent people that may say that to us. We know intuitively that it's a very low, underhanded thing to do. We all think we would never sink to that level of being so disloyal or despicable towards our spouse by bashing them in public. But we do it. And a lot of us do it under the heading of, quote unquote, we're just joking syndrome. We're just joking. Pasuk Mishle, Chavav, Pasuk Yudches and Yutes. It says, like someone who wears out throwing firebrands and arrows, lethal objects, they're shooting arrows, poisonous arrows. And the person is just saying, oh, I'm just joking. So don't say unkind things at your husband or wife's expense, even if you immediately afterwards excuse yourself and say, oh, I was just joking. Without tshuva, go upstairs, and Hashem throws us in Gehenna, and, well, I'm just joking. The harm inflicted by violating this rule is not just the pegiah, the slight on your husband or wife's honor, which that itself is not a small avla. The other danger is that by you shooting off your mouth this way, you talk yourself into a lot of dumb ideas and a lot of stupid attitudes. By thinking you're socially clever and you're chacham and you're witty, you're also being unthinkingly very, very disloyal, actually very cruel to your husband or wife, and you're being destructive to yourself. You know, a lot of people, when they hear about their friend's engagement, they congratulate them, and they, in humor, and with your husband or wife listening to this, say, well, you know, you're making the same mistake that we made. You're getting yourself into hot water. Just a joke. Now, aside from being disloyal to your spouse, you talked yourself into it. Your words have influence. It's not just a joke. You start believing slightly into something you didn't really believe before, that you made a mistake. You run the risk of infecting your friend also with an element of doubt and discontent and unhappiness. That's why I said, and I don't think I'm overdoing it by saying that it is a serious thing. Some of these seemingly harmless Eifruf and Sheva Brachas jokes disparaging marriage, it sinks in. It sinks in. Look at the Maseilas Yesharim Parak Hey. He says that leitzonus of this type destroys a person's heart, that reason and knowledge no longer rule in him. One bit of letzanis, and he could push away a lot of influence, a lot of stimuli that would normally encourage him to examine his ways and become better. But the power of this letzanis, the power of this joking and lighting and making light of things, destroys many, many areas of ethical thinking and destroys Yiras Hashem. So you could say, instead of saying this, you made the same mistake in that, you say it's terrific, marriage is fantastic, you got a great girl, and Baruch Hashem, you're so lucky, you boost his morale. And by boosting his morale that way, you're promoting your own psychological and emotional well-being too. So here's an anecdote that he said. A group of young couples were trading humorous anecdotes about being newlyweds. The Vayra joked about David's first encounter with the washing machine. When she related how it takes him 2.5 hours to do shopping, all the couple started laughing. David smiled good-naturedly, but inside he felt slightly betrayed because he didn't especially enjoy being the butt of everyone else's jokes. So she mocked him in public. Now, instead of mocking her husband, she could have complimented his wish to be helpful, talk about many of the successes and good things that he had or that he did. Another concept is you do not give your spouse insulting nicknames. Always say please, always say thank you. This is the concept of Hakaras HaTov. Among the character traits we are expected to develop is showing, feeling and expressing gratitude to Hashem for the infinite number of chasadim that he bestows upon us. We can't grasp even a small portion of what he does for us because we're not accustomed to thinking that way. Our brains don't work that way. We're not accustomed to such a mode of giving selflessly, tirelessly, completely in every facet of human experience. That's what Hashem does for us day in and day out, every minute of the day. Even by simply keeping our hearts beating and keeping our minds thinking. His constant, constant chesed. We can't grasp it. We can't grasp it. He gives us infinite kindness. He gave us a husband, a wife. And they serve as models of Hashem's multifaceted chesed. In that marriage, you'll see an abundance of food with children, clothing, home, love, security, comfort. This is even when there's bumps in the roads. You see all of this. There's an intimate connection between your ability of feeling gratitude towards your spouse and your capacity in recognizing, appreciating the kindness bestowed upon you upon Hashbay Hashem. So the first step in learning how to act adequately, express Hakaras HaTov to Hashem, is to learn how to express Hakaras HaTov to your shliach, his shliach, who is your spouse. Actually, that's the Ezer, but even the Kenegdai, right? Ezer is this chelik that is helping. Where you see all the tremendous chasadim that your husband or wife does for you in an open way. That's the Ezer, that's the help. But even the Kenegdai, when you think about a lot of the opposition you sometimes get, is also for your benefit. It is such a shmira. Many have said, you know, if it wouldn't be for her, I would really be in bad shape, spiritually even. And the wife, the same thing. He put me on my feet. And they're talking about things that were not easy. Not the easy things, not the Azer stuff, but the Kenegdai stuff. The opposite, the challenging stuff. Even that, you could think deeply and see the definite good in there. Gemara Avodah Zarah, Perek, Adaf Heyamid Bey says that if you deny the done good to you by people, you'll ultimately deny the good done by Hashem. You learn this from Adam and Chava. So when you ask your spouse, your husband and wife to do something, introduce your request with the word please. And when they do something nice for you, say thank you. Sounds so simple and basic, but that is a life-changing switch. And if you say it with more feeling. You'll reinforce your undertaking and appreciation that your spouse is not your servant. It's a simple exercise of decency that will give you valuable training in building and feeling respect towards your husband or wife and gratitude and love towards your husband or wife. Don't say thank you half-heartedly or absent-mindedly. Don't take it for granted. Have that in mind. Look at the Gemara Daf, Bamitzia Daf Ayin, Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. Set aside to appreciate your spouse's good qualities, all the nice things he or she does for you and your family. If you do this honestly and sincerely, then each additional act of hisbainness of contemplation will enhance your appreciation of your spouse's fine qualities. And the author here, Avram Peretz Friedman, says that he is saddened by the phenomenon of many distressed marriages that each one, husband, wife, equally squander countless opportunities to experience goodwill during every course of the day. You have the ability to promote goodwill. But many couples are not in a good place in their relationship. Not because not good things are not happening, because good things are happening constantly. But they become oblivious to the many kind acts that their husband or wives perform for them on their behalf regularly, daily, every day. And we take it for granted and we stubbornly refuse to acknowledge the existence of it. That is a shame. That's a waste of countless opportunities to enhance the quality of the marriage that you have it in your hands to do. We should have a bank account of goodwill. Every thoughtful gesture that our husband or wife performs is a deposit into that account. And when it's full, you'll provide reserves needed to withstand, even if occasionally you have what we call a withdrawal or two, meaning that there will be matzavim where your husband or wife behaves thoughtlessly or disagreeably, or the bad midos stick out its rear ugly head. But nevertheless, if you constantly have that goodwill account of encouraging and replenishing each other in goodwill, you'll be able to withstand an occasional lapse in judgment and not behaving properly. Of course, you correct it afterwards, but you'll be able to withstand it. The positive in that account will keep the person secure, will keep the relationship strong, because there's a trust and there's a resilience. We could withstand a hit or two. It's not the end of the world. We'll be able to do it. But while you have an empty account or deep in the red where you only have withdrawals and no deposits of goodwill, that's a troubled relationship, and it's very hard to maintain that long term. When a couple is in a good place, each one, husband or wife, is more predisposed and capable of converting a thoughtful act into a deposit and in a positive thing, but it's never automatic. It takes effort. We do something nice, keep that act mentally, consider it a deposit into that bank account of goodwill. When one reaches this, but unfortunately, when a couple is in not a good place, or even if they're neutral, what does neutral mean? Neutral means like you're sort of roommates, you're sort of taking the relationship for granted. Not good either. Because then you become unable and unwilling to consider an act of service that your husband or wife does for you as a deposit into an account of goodwill. And you have thousands of reasons that you say to yourself, now I'm not going to count this. Even though the husband or wife performs kindness after kindness after kindness, and each one could be used as a positive reinforcement. Don't miss those opportunities for appreciation. Your spouse does many acts of service for you and for your family. Don't pretend that those acts don't exist. Don't harden your heart and refuse to experience them for what they are. In a healthy relationship, both husband and wife recognize and cherish the many kindnesses that their spouse performs in the course of even an uneventful day. Such appreciation starts with recognizing these acts of service. When you see the chasadim, you set a time every day of what your husband and wife does for you, should fill you with a tremendous amount of hakaras hatov. Bracha and hatzlacha.